Welcome to the Pat McAfee Corporate Office. I am Toad Diggs.
And a baby Toad.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, Saya.
Oh, yeah.
Brucey Brian's on the one and two.
What's going on?
And.
Hold in, lad.
What's going on with Dirty Mike?
Yeah, we're a little worried about 30 Mike right now. There's some reports.
No,
some reports coming out of the camp that he's turning into a pumpkin on us. I believe
he loves the ground.
He is 0-1 today, but Jack Draper is up one set right now.
Which is huge because he was a big dog. So if we get that one, we're up money on the day.
Yeah, plus 146. He is down a break in the second set live right now. So hey, come on now, Jack Draper. I put out the bat signal for tomorrow. Have not heard back yet, so hopefully over the course of the show here, we get tomorrow's action.
Okay. Otter, how you doing today?
Today I've had a day. I spent the morning actually because I scratched my eye last night. I spent the morning at the hospital. So sadly, no WNBA preparation.
Oh,
probably
no.
For the better. As of last night, I went 0-2, Tony.
Oh no!
I'm telling you, dude. I feel for you, man. There's nothing worse than fucking dealing with something in your eye.
Oh yeah, you had it recently.
I had it recently, and I also had it when I was at the yard. I had a chunk of rust stuck in my eye, and I had to get it fucking drilled.
Yeah, I am fucking struggling. This light is actually directly in the eye.
I thought you were
going to
wear sunglasses. Yeah, you said, can I wear fucking sunglasses for sure?
Should have worn a fucking patch.
I said, yeah, that's what we said.
I mean, I don't know who the fuck started the rumor that I had an eye patch, but everybody, including Pat, walks by right when I come in and yells, "Man, you have an eye patch?" It's like, oh, no, I've never had a eye patch.
Pretty sure
on.
Bruce started that rumor.
No, I did not.
Thank
I
you,
would
Bruce.
Never, I would never do something like that, but I did think it was standard practice if you scratch your retina or whatever.
Cornea, dude.
Cornea.
Don't be a fucking mark.
That's
part about that shipyard story.
Why?
After I had the rust drilled out of my eye,
Jesus.
Yeah,
went back to work, and they sent me to sweep up dust so we didn't lose fucking injury streaks. So the boys get free fucking pizza.
There you go. Fucking 90 days since the last injury.
But you and the lads fucking enjoyed the
cool.
Shit out of that pizza at the end of the month, bro.
Got fucking more than a couple slices for that.
What kind of pizza does Canada have?
Let's go, dude.
Same thing. Panago is a great spot here.
Okay.
I never really dove into much pizza out there, to be honest, in Indy.
Well, that's because it kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a lot of Italians in Indianapolis, so not a lot of great pizza.
There is a good, really good burger place here called Bin 4 that I love.
Okay.
I've been fucking barehanded them, dude.
No, I know.
I don't even, I'm not even doing the lettuce anymore, dude. Just fucking barehand.
Let's go.
I don't need the wrap. I don't need anything green. Just give me the fucking meat.
You're the best.
Just before Tony can move on, because he's an Indianapolis hater, Greek pizza, very good, based out of Indy. Ha. Huh?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's serviceable.
I don't mind Blaze.
Goodfellas is, Blaze
is a national brand.
Yeah,
but just in general, they don't have that here.
Because they don't have LeBron there.
This is true. Well, he does own the Raptors, so.
Yeah, you're right. I also thought it was funny that the chat always guesses why we're 13 seconds late to start the show. One was that it was your fault, Bruce, which it's never your fault.
That's a fair guess, though.
It is a fair guess.
We are late now. It's generally my fault.
One is that we don't have our picks ready yet, which that's never the case.
No,
one was that we were so flabbergasted about Kevin Durant that we couldn't start the show.
I love that he did that. I love it.
Do you think it's a shot at Kyrie? Like, right? Kyrie said... I mean, it's. Does he hate Kyrie?
It feels like. I mean, not hate, but he's probably like, you know what, man? Fucking, it just didn't work. Fuck it.
But you would have thought like 2 days ago he could have told Kyrie that and had him not opt back into the Nets.
But we talked, how many times did we talk about this though, Tony? Like, you're telling me when KD left OKC, the end game was being playing for the fucking Brooklyn Nets? Like, that was never it, dude.
I think he thought they'd have a big face turn, be winning games, get all the Knicks fans to kind of jump ship and fill up Barclays Center. And I think it just, you know, he kind of realized that.
Listen, that wasn't don't happening. Always. It's not about the fucking Knicks.
Maybe
okay?
He's going. No, it is.
Mecca,
it is.
Dude. It's it the is. Mecca.
It is about the Knicks in New York.
Why? You can't go now. Now he's going to go to the Suns? Like, come on.
Yeah,
dude.
He's got to go to the Thunder.
To fucking OKC. Make it right. Well, do what LeBron did, man.
Apparently, he has a wish list of either the Suns or Miami. Is that what I saw? And
if he goes to the Suns, fuck that. That's so boring. Go to Miami, play with Jimmy fucking Buckets. Let's go. That would be an awesome team, dude.
You just don't want him in the Western Conference.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Because the Lakers would be the 9th seed again. What?
The Lakers are going to be the 1 seed. Fucking doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to go play for a loser at this point.
Go back to OKC, man. They got some pieces. They fucking make it work.
Maybe.
I'm with you there.
Why not, man? Like, you won your title with fucking Golden State. If you go to Phoenix, no one's gonna care that you won it there either. You go to Miami, it's you and Jimmy. Like, yeah. LeBron cemented his fucking legacy because he went back to Cleveland and did it.
Facts.
I mean, but he's also not from Oklahoma City. He's already dealt Still with the organization.
Up,
like,
it's different.
I mean,
if he wins one championship with OKC. It means more than if he would have won 4 with Golden State.
Yep.
I mean, I agree, but he's already left OKC. If he goes back and wins one, like, I really don't. It wouldn't have the same vibe of LeBron
yes,
coming home and
That's
doing
it.
That for when he was drafted in fucking Seattle anyway. Like, it's not. I understand. Like, yeah, he was the pillar of their franchise. He made them what they were. Like, it. But they like. He's already done that. He's dealt with the organization. They had a horrible ending. So, like, I can't see him going back. And I don't want him to go back. Like,
if you remember correctly.
Run for the rest of his career?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I kind of think he should just bounce around. Like, just fucking bounce around and try and win a title with a bunch of players.
If you remember correctly, LeBron also.
That's so shit, dude. You can't want a player that's that good to just jump on really good teams his whole career.
LeBron also had a terrible ending in Cleveland. The owner wrote a terrible letter about him and went back.
Yeah, and guess what? He made that owner fucking eat his own words and then won a championship in fucking Cleveland.
Yeah, so there's no difference if KD goes to Oklahoma City.
It's not his fault. I understand what you're saying, Mitt, but I'm just saying if he goes and wins with fucking Miami or Phoenix, it'd be so much better and so much more for his legacy if he won one in OKC.
He should go to Detroit, dude.
I mean, if you really want to cement your fucking legacy, go to Detroit and win a championship. That would be...
him, fucking Ivy, and Cade Cunningham.
That'd be sweet.
He should go to Memphis.
Yeah, go to fucking Memphis. That would be a sweet team.
Why the Suns?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a fit.
Maybe he likes coach.
Still, though.
What's he going to do? Yeah. Play fucking 5? Like,
what's he want to do? Just get Chris Paul a ring?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, respect that.
CP3, Devin Booker, and fucking KD. Man, be rooting against them, honestly.
Yes, now we're back. Now we're back. Yeah.
Fuck that team.
Now we're back fucking. I mean, at this point, you know what? Go wherever and beat the fucking Warriors so we don't got to listen to fucking Draymond, dude.
What was I going to say? Free agent starts in a couple hours, so.
Yeah, what about the Knicks just giving up everything in their lives for fucking Dr. Brunson?
Yeah.
Wild.
I mean, it is crazy. I was trying to just, hype myself up. I went back and watched, his playoff highlights, and you do forget that Luka was out for those games against the Jazz.
He's a baller.
He was doing it all. So, I mean, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think it has to be Jalen Brunson and, you know, Ayton, or, you know, there's talk of DeJounte Murray, but that obviously didn't come to pass. I think something's brewing, though, with Mr. Rose. You know, I think he's cooking something up. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Maybe Zion, dude.
Donovan Mitchell's going to be a Nick.
But it's been such a tease that I just no longer care about any of the rumors or speculation. Like, he's like hanging out with Emmanuel Quickly, like going out to dinner and shit. It's like, all right, just come on already.
Quickly has a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see. We'll recap next week after free agency, how the lines move. Maybe PMS line movement.
PMS odds.
PMS forward?
Huh?
Or what? I guess what would the Clippers trade for KD?
No, I don't think that one's.
KD, John Wall, Kawhi, and PG?
That's too much.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
They don't have any assets.
You'd have to switch sides.
No, bro. I mean, like, they don't have any assets. Like, that would be like me saying, like, oh, yeah, the Lakers should trade for him and then not say Anthony Davis. Like, no, we should go and fucking send Anthony Davis to Brooklyn and fucking get Kevin Durant. He's actually going to play games.
I don't think anybody has enough assets to trade for Kevin Durant.
Julius Randle would be a great.
Here we go.
You could get like Julius Randle, Quigley, fucking four first round picks, and then like maybe you have a chance.
Ben Simmons and Kyrie might light it up next year, though.
They're going to be good, dude. Like, you can't say that Ben Simmons is a bad basketball player.
Did I not watch the playoffs? Why does everyone all of a sudden think James Harden is going to win a championship in Philly again?
No, nobody.
I
have not
the same game.
I haven't seen that one time. I've seen them all talking shit on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen him getting compared to Russell Westbrook. So yeah. It's not Jay a good offseason to be James Harden.
Sixers are a championship team.
Jay Will said that?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Somebody say it again. Christ.
He's a nice guy. All right. We got an update on fucking. What's going on?
The match?
Yeah.
The match.
So.
Hey, when is Wimbledon over, dude? This
Fortnite,
is
dude. It's Fortnite. Next Fortnite weekend. Lad. Not this weekend. I think next weekend.
We're down 6-5 serving, so it should go to 6-6.
Okay.
Maybe we get a tiebreaker.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll get a tiebreaker there.
Yeah.
Cash
out's looking good.
John Deere Classic fucking JT Poston. It's -9 on the day. Fucking having a day. How's your guy doing?
Maverick McNeely started off hot.
You rubbed it in my face real early.
He's
-1.
Yep. So he bogeyed twice. I mean, JT Poston laying it down, looking down the leaderboard a little bit. I mean,
fucking
not a ton of great places to look. I mean,
Hadwin's +3. Whatever. Mint, no WNBA night.
Honestly, I don't even know. I haven't been able to.
No, I know you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty. You're on Liberty.
You're on the Liberty?
New York Liberty -5.5. Are you fucking kidding me?
Can't wait till you lose tonight and I fucking text you Liberty Bibbity.
Liberty Bibbity.
I mean, I'm with him. Let's go, Bruce.
Let's go.
WNBA brought to you by Bruce Brown today.
Yep. I'm on the -5.5, and then I have the money line -240 in a parlay.
And Team Ride on that one. Let's go, Tony.
I'm not on it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, whatever. Hey, pal, who you taking MMA this weekend?
What's that?
Who you taking the MMA this weekend?
What's the boost?
No boost is out yet because it's not till Saturday, but I think a juicy one is coming tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Whatever the boost is, I mean, it always hits.
It's always there.
Yeah, I'm on the boost, too.
Who's Max Holloway fighting?
Fucking Volkanovski.
He's a dog, huh?
As in, like, a dog, or he's an underdog?
Who's the underdog in that matchup?
Holloway.
Yeah, that's... I don't mind Holloway there.
Fucking Stylebender's a big favorite.
One other fight I seen that I thought was a good value, too.
Sugar Sean's a big favorite.
What was one that was kind of like... Guy was, like, +180, +160. It was weird.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
It might be Holloway you're thinking of.
Yeah, he's +160. Yeah, that fucking number.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, Strickland's a tank.
All right, fucking. So you're on the boost and Holloway.
Yeah, Holloway, great value there.
He is. I mean, he's a fighter.
He's a dog. He's a
boxer and a half.
I think he's got a puncher's. I think he's got a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs,
huh?
fucking Alex Verdugo, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The cojones on that, man.
Yeah, that was fucking
What'd he
sweet.
Do? What, he just stared down the dugout? There's no cojones on that.
Well, they already had a bench clear before that, and then he hit a bases clearing double to pretty much seal the dub.
That's a dog.
Yeah.
Looking at the dugout does nothing for me, but the bases clearing really? Double. I mean, anybody can look at a dugout. It's baseball.
I love that shit. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, Red Sox won. They didn't, like, storm the field, and it's pretty sweet to see.
Blue Jays almost had them there, though. They were storming back.
Nah, never at that.
You know he loves the Blue Jays, right?
They were lucky. Yeah. They were lucky to fucking get two.
How'd you do last night?
5-2. That adding the Reds was a fucking. I need to take a deep breath before Hunter Green here.
You fell in love with the fastball, baby.
But Flexen Day's back, full swing. That's two in a row.
How'd I do?
Kopech got
not a good night for me. Two and three. It's all right. Hey, you'll have those.
Tonight. Yeah, it was good to see the fucking Sox get a win there.
That's gonna be a it's gonna be a good matchup all year long.
Hey, I thought that.
I mean, we get Whitlock, Sale, and Eovaldi back. That's a completely different ball team, my friend.
Yeah, ooh, okay. Might win silver there.
I got Twins this morning.
We get you guys in the playoffs every time.
Yeah, right. You know,
it's been fucking many years. The tables have turned.
Judgy can hit 70. It doesn't matter until the fucking playoff.
Yeah, right.
You know, you've seen this before, dude. This is just how it goes.
Make the playoffs.
we'll get you, don't worry.
Twins are up 3-1. Hey, I don't know if you've seen, I didn't know while you're handicapping this morning, fucking Chris Archer's turned the corner.
Very good.
Biebs, Bieber, we love, okay, fan of the show.
Yep.
But Chris Archer now in his, so let's go back to, he's given up 0-2, 0-1-1. Like he's had a nice little thing here, and the Twins are picking up. Twins and Guardians has been a good series. That walk off last night was hilarious.
That guy's a fucking menace.
What were the Twins up 6-3 in the 10th, and then they fucking you blew it?
Belly man, he went fucking. Yes.
Okay, so let's dive into the night for the rest of the games. 6:05 first pitch. Atlanta's at Philly. Ian Anderson and Aaron Nola. Nola has the better ERA on the year. Both teams have the last month have been hot. Personally, I stayed away.
I'll pass on this one, too.
It's a good game. It's a good ball game.
I'm on the Phillies.
Do you think that Freddie Freeman shit's true? I think it is.
I assume there's...
True. Can you imagine, though? That fucking sucks.
Yeah, that was a crazy story.
I assume there's true parts to it. But also then the agency came out and said they're going to sue the fuck out of Gottlieb.
Kershaw running his mouth, too, of course.
I did not like what Kershaw said at all.
Nah, he's always been a fucking... I've never liked
But also, Kershaw. Like, I feel like if you're Freddie Freeman and you were in Atlanta for, I don't know, what, 12 years, 11 years...
When you just go straight to the fucking team?
Correct. You make a call like, hey, you guys aren't going to...
I want to stay.
Yeah. So... Yeah,
fair enough.
So I don't know. Like, it sucks, obviously, if the agent didn't tell him the final offer or whatever. But also, like, when you're beloved in a city and stuff like that, I think you have the power to go to the front office and fucking ask them yourself, too.
Very true. But, yeah, good for Kershaw getting involved. We really need to hear from him.
Yeah, I did not like that.
I mean... The video is very damning of him coming back and then crying.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But, like, also, I mean, if the report is actually true that they offered the exact same amount of money and, like, the guarantees and all that were the same, then I don't really see why the agent wouldn't, because the agent would make more money if the contract was in Atlanta.
Correct.
The agent would make a lot more money compared to LA.
Apparently there was a side deal with Dodgers or something like that for the agent or whatever, but we don't know. So,
but he's a dog. Yeah.
True. Okay. New York is at Houston. Severino goes against Luis Garcia.
Let's light this series up again.
I couldn't take it because I don't trust Severino on the road as of late.
I can't turn down the Yanks at this fucking...
It's not like Luis Garcia has been great.
No.
Bruce, are you taking your fucking... Are you homering it?
Yeah, I'm homering it. I'm also on the Phillies money line just to avoid the sweep there with Noah on the bump. But yeah, the Yankees, I like them tonight just because I think Pena's out. Olivero, or however, I don't know, but they got guys out.
I was leaning Phillies, by the way. I was leaning Phillies, didn't end up taking it. Was also leaning Yankees here, didn't end up taking them. Hosser goes against JT Brubaker. Brubaker's got a better ERA than Hosser, Buccos have been in a bit of a slide the last week or so. So I'll be staying away from this one.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not in the business of betting on fucking Hosser.
No.
I'm in the business of betting on Hosser. I think it's a nice short price for the Brewers there.
Tell you what.
I've been Ace Frio, by the way, so hopefully we can snap out of it tonight.
I'm actually, you know what, if the Buccos keep Reynolds past this season, I'm pretty pumped about their future, but right now, not so much.
I mean, I got my Buccos hat in the mail, Tony. We're taking Brubaker on the money line. Full game, Pirates money line. Let's go.
Thank you, man.
What's the saying, Tony?
You're either hot or you're due.
No, I meant I am due right now.
Raise the Jolly Roger.
Is that the Bucko saying?
Let's go Bucks, raise the Jolly Roger. Yeah.
Let's go Bucks, raise the Jolly Roger tonight.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
I'm a fucking true fan too.
Oh baby, Mitt. So this one threw a curveball at me. I blindly took the Rays earlier because I thought Jeff Springs was going against Kikuchi.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Who's in?
FanDuel's got it as fucking Matt Whistler. Who he's pitched 35 innings this year, but he's got three starts, 2.83 ERA, 3.64 expected ERA. I think I'm still okay with taking the Rays here in this one.
Give me the Rays plus a half.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
You want to bet on Kikuchi? That's your fucking problem right now, man. This guy can't get through three or four innings.
No, I'm not in the business of betting Kikuchi. And the Rays are actually good against lefties too, as well. Yeah. So I will take the Rays in that one. Graham Ashcraft goes against Kyle Hendricks.
There we go.
I said I wouldn't bet this series, but here I am taking the Reds first five plus a half tonight.
Fucking Ashcraft, I like this lad.
Me too. I don't like Hendricks.
Hendricks was good last time out. Only issue here.
Yeah. Oakland and Mariners. Adrian Martinez, second start. He had a good first start in his career. Last time out versus Logan Gilbert. Oakland's hitting better as of late. I'll stay away. Too big of a price. If anything, I was going Oakland in this one.
I'll lay the half with the...
Oh, wow.
Logan Gilbert's been fucking good, man. Still got a sub 3 ERA. 2.2 and a half almost.
Okay. Yeah. Bruce, you haven't said anything recently? You on any of these?
Yeah, you know, you'd see a nice $2 favorite. Got to toss him in the parlay.
You're an asshole. San Diego is at the Dodgers. Musgrove versus Mitch White.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I'm on the Padres plus a half.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome very much.
Fucking dads, dude.
Let's run through it. On the Rays, first five plus a half. The Reds, first five plus a half. The Padres, first five plus a half.
All first five. Yanks, money line. Rays, plus a half. Reds, plus a half. Mariners, minus half. Dads, plus a half.
I got all full game Phillies money line, Yankees money line, New York Liberty money line, Brewers money line.
Wait, did you throw a WNBA game in your parlay?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's a $2 favorite, ain't it?
Okay.
Get them in there. And then the Mariners -235.
So you just see a total $2 favorite and you throw it in the parlay.
I mean, you know, we're parlaying. That's the parlay business.
What if it wasn't a parlay? Which games are you taking?
So if it wasn't a parlay, I would be taking the Phillies, the Yankees, the Brewers. And yeah, that's it. Maybe the Padres.
Okay. I mean,
not ads in the parlay.
I honestly just cashed out the parlay because I was on the Dodgers and the Blue Jays pitcher that you guys just said the suck. Dads? Yeah, I was gonna fade the dads.
What happened here?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm fucking ice cold. Was just putting the parlay together. I'm seeing red, man.
You just won fucking.
I just want to feel something. You know, like I want to go back to a week ago when I was just feeling it. But I'm not feeling it. And Dirty Mike hasn't answered.
That'll happen.
And we lost the tie. I think we got skunked in the tiebreaker for the second set. So yeah, let's go New York Liberty tonight. I'm looking to them to kind of turn things around heading into the long weekend here.
Go on, that'll do it.
All this woe is me bullshit after you won 8K last week. Fucking all right, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, the parlay life isn't for everybody. You got to roll with the cold streaks to have those kind of moments in the sun. That's what it's all about. I don't mean to sound woe is me.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not, you know, begging for change, but. You know, just haven't seen a bet fall in a few days here.
Okay. Next week when you're partying abroad, will you send us if Dirty Mike has Dirty Mike in the voice?
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll figure it all out.
Tomorrow to fucking practice on the board.
Who? Oh, me in tomorrow? Practice on the board. I probably should, honestly. that was tough. That was tough, man. It is tricky. I give Nick credit. At first, I was like, oh, it's pretty. I think I get this pretty easy. But then, you know, you start getting in your head about how fast or slow to bring down the music, and it can be a world of pain back here. So yeah. shout out to Nick for the job he does.
Shout out Nick. Shout out you, Bruce.
Shout out you.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. No, I'm not, but I appreciate it.
Tell you what, these last 28 minutes of Hammer Down, you've done a great job.
Okay.
It's on the board next week, Bill.
See, you're still doing this well as me, boy.
Bill.
Oh, no, next Nick will be here.
But Nick will be.
Oh, you're saying like dirt. For the main show?
Yeah.
Probably Z.
Mid on the board?
Yeah, probably Z. Maybe me. I have no idea.
I think Bill.
Probably Bill.
Fuck yeah. Probably Z.
My guess would be
probably Z.
Yeah, you probably will do. Wear both
get
hats.
The fuck my patch out and get on there.
Lad. Fuck, am I getting roped into?
Nothing, Bill. Jeez. Save it. We'll talk to you later. all right. We'll be back on Tuesday. Everyone, enjoy your fourth weekend. Is it Canada Day this weekend too?
Tomorrow.
Wow. What do you guys do? Fireworks and stuff, just like us.
Same shit. Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Might go up to the lake house again.
All right, have fun.
Yeah, it's a good spot up there. It's fucking shit weather here again, though, man.
It'll clear up. Hey, it's Canada Day.
Off for like 3 days.
It's Canada Day. At Hammerdown on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube.com/Hammerdown. We'll be back Tuesday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.